from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Localize It. Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Houston Methodist Training Center, they just wrapped up Texans practice. And right here in front of us, what we're observing, we're setting the scene every segment here, Lopez.
Yeah.
What we're observing is Tank Dell working the crowd, signing autographs, taking pictures, giving the fans what they want. Another cool thing that was interesting for me to see just right here on the field, right before we got back on, Lopez, was we know who the top guys are in that position group at wide receiver, right? But I was watching over here, guys who we don't know were going to make the team,
yeah,
all congregated and giving each other pointers and talking through it. Robert Woods, chief among them as the veteran.
Yeah.
But also John Metchie right there, Xavier Hutchinson right there, and Cephas, number 81, Quintez Cephas. Like, that's somebody who I don't think is going to make the team, but he's auditioning
who?
To possibly make the team.
He's right in front of us,
somewhere
don't
else.
Don't play that too loud.
I'm just saying, like, I thought it was cool seeing him out there and interacting with his teammates,
yeah,
and like just the I feel like the camaraderie of this team is really something to note, man.
It really is. And autograph season is here. Shout out to Quintez Cephas.
Yeah, man. And he's over here
working on the crowd.
Don't ask who my man is signing autographs and working the crowd and being a man of the people.
That's right. That's right. And of course, they're getting a little extra work in. We're going to have Kamari Lassiter joining us in just a couple of moments. But until then, it is time to localize it a little bit.
So let's. Lopez, I was shocked when I realized how much the president dropping out of the race might affect travel, air travel. Like, I just didn't consider it, maybe because I wasn't about to fly myself.
Yeah.
But it has. And one, Adam Schefter, NFL insider for ESPN, was on the Pat McAfee show. And was talking about just that. It got me thinking about our own airport situation. Listen to this.
I was in Michigan taking care of some business for my daughter, okay, a young daughter, and we were attempting to fly back last night when there was a complete meltdown. It is going on across the country right now where basically airlines are being shut down and people are being... I've never seen a scene like I saw at Detroit Metro.
Great.
We were in line for our 6 hours... before they canceled the flight at 1 in the morning. It looked like a nightclub. Everybody out trying to get an Uber or a Lyft or a cab or whatever it is. Got back to the hotel 2:30 in the morning. Booked for another flight today that was canceled. So I hired a cab to drive us back to New York. We are right now in Pennsylvania. We are
four hours
out.
Yo, I cannot tell you, Lopez, how livid I would be if I was supposed to be flying somewhere and I've been booking flights and I found myself having to book a cab for a 4-hour ride.
And he's the lucky one.
I would be livid.
I've seen stories. And by the way, the biggest reason is that they're still reeling from the CrowdStrike thing, from the software collapse. And so the airports all over the country are still backed up here as much as anywhere. But there are a lot of people. I was looking at something, I think in Atlanta, where there are no cabs and no rental cars, and people are just sleeping for days in the airport. It's just stupid. It's just ridiculous. I can't believe that we are here. But I'm with you, man. I'm at the point right now. I know not to take any shots at the airlines, but if I can drive, I'm driving.
Yeah.
If I can drive, I'm driving to on my next trip. No
so,
doubt about
so
it.
This to you is kind of a preferred outcome because it's much better than being stuck there at the airport. I would be livid about that. But it did get me thinking, Lopez, about our own airports. The Houston Chronicle did something a couple of weeks ago about, like, which is the favorite airport in Houston.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with geography. One is on one side of the town. The other one is on another. So a lot of times it depends on which one is convenient, which one is closest to you. And let's be honest, we know that Bush has more flights. So it's a bigger airport, has way more options. So it gets the nod there. But I'm very, very, very particular about the airports here and my preference. I'm curious about yours. What is your airport preference here in the city of Houston?
Well, all things being equal is how I'm going to put it, because you just said it. If I'm traveling internationally, obviously Bush, if I'm living in the Kingwood or Woodlands area or whatever, obviously Bush. The same thing with Hobby if you're in that area. But let's say all things being equal, I'm looking for convenience. I'm looking for easy parking, a shorter walk, easy on and off. I'm going Hobby all day.
Yeah.
I'm going Hobby all
day. It's not even close. I'm actually shocked at the people who pick Bush. Like, even I feel like even if I was a Northsider, and everybody knows, you know, B. Scott from Hiram Clark. Look, I am very loyal to the South. But even if I was a Northsider, I'd make that trek, man.
Yeah.
They need to do something about that one lane that takes you to Hobby.
Oh.
I don't appreciate that when you're exiting. They got that one lane. That's not very good. But other than that, like, I'm Hobby all day for the convenience. It's not as many people.
You can get in and out.
I can get in and out.
Yeah.
And, of course, that other element of me being closer to it. Like, I cannot imagine willingly going to Bush. It'd have to be a situation where I just had no other option.
Yeah.
If there is a flight at Hobby that will take me to the same place, I'm going Hobby every time. Every single time.
I'm with you. Also, the hits here, and we've touched on it a couple of times, but it is a testament to everything going on here and everything going on around the entire organization. The Houston Texans season tickets have sold out. Remember when there were thousands of people on the waiting list, and then there were begging people to get season tickets, and then they couldn't fill it? When was the last sellout they've had?
So one of the themes, I would say, of the last two seasons, Lopez, and this is kind of sad to admit and was kind of sad to look at, and you saw we were right there together for this whole time, the crowds, man. The crowds at NRG Stadium.
Yep.
And look, I'm not one of those that's gonna like shame fans and like guilt people into showing up to a product that they don't believe in. If you don't believe in the product, if they're not doing what you feel like they need to do for you as a fan, I fully support your right to to disengage. And I think that's what a lot of people did. And we saw that just as recently, Lopez, as last year. We talked to Will Anderson about this last week, how he and CJ Stroud got here from these big time programs to these big time crowds at their games, only to get here and there be virtually no buzz, little to no buzz at the game. I think what we're seeing right now here at training camp, what we're going to be seeing at these practices that are available to the public, is kind of a turning of the corner there.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, this will be reflected in the crowds, I think, at NRG Stadium, and that's to your point about the season tickets being sold out.
Figgy, you can really shed a lot of light on this. I mean, we didn't talk about it a lot at the time because you could always work something out. But I know for a fact you had a hard time finding tailgates.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was tough because it was a couple times where nobody was out in the parking lot tailgating. And it was like, man, we gotta make it look fun. And we did. Yeah. But it was tough.
Yeah. It's absolutely tough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, look who's coming our way, Lopez.
Here we go, Kamari Lassiter.
What do we want to do here? Look, we got Kamari Lassiter coming our way. Man, look, we cannot wait to talk to this dude. He is the star camp.
Yeah, we got him for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so let's talk to him.
Let's just blow through it, Figgy, if that's all right.
Let's go.
Kamari Lassiter joining us now.
Yeah, so
in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
So second round rookie, picked out of Georgia, two-time national champion, out here competing, out here making plays. And he joins us now here on In the Loop. We're going to get this headset on and talk to one Kamari Lassiter. Kamari, you're here with Brandon Scott and John Lopez from In the Loop. First of all, before we get into anything, man, what is this like, man? You see all of this energy around. I know you come from a big-time program. You're a two-time national champion in college. You're not new to crowds. But what is this like for you, first-time pro, having an opportunity to compete and having all this energy around you, man?
Man, it's amazing. It's just a blessing. You know, in college, we don't get open practices like this with the fans. So, I mean, it was electric out here. It felt like game day. So, I mean, came out here with my teammates, a lot of energy, and we just had a good day.
So one of the things from kind of listening to you over the last couple of months or so, I heard you say that the way you knew that you could play in the NFL was your first practice at Georgia when you were practicing with and against guys that you knew were going to the NFL. That was what gave you the confidence to say that you knew you could be an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if it's a similar dynamic here in the NFL as you play against guys who are not only in the league but have succeeded in the league, like Stephon Diggs, for example. Nico Collins and Tank Dell are out there. The way you practice against those guys, does that tell you something about how you're going to fare in the league even as a rookie?
It just tells me, you know, I got a lot of stuff to improve on. You know, coming out here, it's a different game. It's not a different game, but it's just a different level. You know, a lot of guys are out here. They've got their own routines, you know what they're doing. So just competing with those guys every day, getting game from them, being a sponge, soaking up knowledge, it's just making me a better player. And I can tell, you know, I can see myself progressing. And I feel confident that, you know, I could be in this league for a good time.
Now, you say you have a lot to learn, and I'm sure you do. But you came in, and minicamp, you were out there one-on-one with Stephon Diggs and everybody else. You're supposed to – it's supposed to be overwhelming. You're supposed to be able to adjust, have to adjust to this, but you haven't. I mean, what do you credit that to, that you've come right in and stepped on into the lineup?
I would say first I credit, you know, God. You know, honestly, he's just, you know, blessed me to keep my head on straight and be able to, you know, lock in and whenever the time is right for me to be able to do what I need to do. And then, you know, also I would say at Georgia, you know, Coach Smart prepared me for a lot of things, you know, for the league. You know, he put us through a lot of situations, a lot of things that didn't really translate to college, but it translated to the next level. So whenever I got here, you know, once I started to get the playbook and understand and get a feel for the game and get a tempo for the game, you know, it started to slow down for me and I was able, you know, just kind of just play football again.
What is the biggest difference? You talked about it being not necessarily a different game, but a different dynamic because, you know, everybody's got their routines, everybody's a pro already. What would you say has been the biggest adjustment for you? And it looks like you're well adjusted, but what's been the biggest part of it?
The biggest adjustment would be not thinking out there. You know, whenever you're on the field, you don't have time to think, because if you think for a half second, those receivers and the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, he's going to get that ball where it needs to be. The receivers, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Mechie, all those guys, they're going to be where they need to be. So if I take one extra second to think without knowing what I'm supposed to be doing, that's a lost rep.
You're in competition with guys as well as you know, Okuda, Henderson, all that. So, but they're also helping you. I mean, talk about that in terms of, like, this defense and what D'Amico expects from you as a cornerback that maybe is going to step in and be a starter.
You know, I feel like, you know, it's healthy competition. You know, we all understand what's the task at hand, but you know, it's not like no underhand or anything. You know, it's just may the best man win. You know, and you know, you just come in, you put your head down, you go to work, and you know, just give each other a game. You know, just be a sponge. You know, the guys have came in, they accepted me for who I am, and since day one, you know, they've embraced me. You know, taught me the ins and outs of the league, of the game, and you know, I'm extremely grateful. I love playing with the guys I play with, and I'm blessed.
One other thing real quick, because I'm not gonna deny that this thought crossed my mind too. You're coming into the draft, you get picked, people start talking about 4-6. 4-6, 4-6, what 4-6. You know, and I'm in there. I'm not gonna lie. I said, well, that, you know, in the NFL, 4-2, 4-3 goes a long way. But you've shut that down. What were your thoughts about that whole dialogue and then coming in and shutting it down?
You know, I really didn't pay any much attention. Everyone who knows me and myself knows that I can run with whoever's in front of me. You know, that's how I look at it. My speed is your speed. So
run a 7.5?
Hey, no, look. I'm glad you said that, Kamari, because look, I thought about this. I thought it would have served you better if they just put somebody out there with you. To hell with all of that running track stuff because you're a football player. Like, just let you run the rep. Don't time the 40. Put you out there with the fastest dude. Put you out there with everybody that you competed against in the SEC. All of the tape, actually. And it was really a matter of getting familiar with your game. Like, how important do you feel like that is in terms of, like, knowledge? Like, not just paying attention to measurables, but actual football and what you guys do on the field?
I think that's the biggest thing, honestly. I feel like, you know, in terms of the pre-draft process, you know, all the 40 times, the vertical, all that stuff is good. But whenever it gets out on the field, you need someone who can think fast and react fast and be able to, you know, just understand what to do. So I feel like, you know, I'm a football player. You know, I love the game. Like, you know, I've been playing this game since I was 3 years old. So football is really all I know. So I eat, sleep, breathe football. I love to, you know, learn new things, learn fronts, all that stuff. So, like, just being a student of the game is part of the reason that, you know, I'm able to sit here and talk to y'all today.
By the way, when I said 7.5, it's really like a 14.5 for me. But anyway.
I wouldn't even try to with you, bro. I wouldn't even think about it.
Everybody has a moment when they, and you've talked about it a little bit already, but when it clicks, like, I can do this and I can do that at a high level. Have you already had that moment here during camp?
I feel like every time I come out on the field, I just want to be the best. I just want to win every rep. So I just feel like me stepping on the field, that's my moment where I'm like, I don't have a choice, in my opinion. Like, I don't have a choice. I'm already here. There's no whether I can or can't. Is I am. Like, yeah. I'm just determined to, you know, just be who I say I am.
Dude, a lot of people say they love football. Talking to you right now, I can tell you truly love football. Like, I mean, what is the depth of that? Where did it start? Is it just, you know, not just a love of the game, but a love of what you can do with it?
No, it's really a love for the game. So, you know, growing up, my mom, she was a single mom growing up. So, you know, she wasn't able to do all the we weren't able to do all the things that, you know, other kids were able to do, you know, growing up at an early age. So my mom put me in football so that she can go to work. And I was playing football at 3 years old. I was playing flag football with, like, the 4 and 5 year olds. And then I started playing tackle when I was 4. And it was just something that I fell in love with instantly. And, you know, ever since then, it's just been a part of me. Like, you know, I was going to football camps year round. And I told my mom, you know, I really love this game. And I really want to, you know, I wanted to be in the NFL since the day I knew what the NFL was. And she always, you know, just supported my dream. And, you know, it just happened that I was blessed to be able to go to college at Georgia. And then it was also a blessing that I was able to get drafted. And now I'm here. And I want to just continue to just keep progressing this blessing.
Your teammates and coaches have talked about, man, wait till you see this guy when the pads come on. Hmm. Today was the first day that the pads came on. Describe to us and for our audience the difference. Practicing out here where it's just like with no pads, but then actually putting the pads on the first day of that and what that energy is like for y'all.
Man, the energy when the pads come on is totally different. You know, the acclimation period, that's cool. Without pads and spiders and helmets and stuff, that's cool. But, like, football is played with pads. You're supposed to be physical. You're supposed to strike. You're supposed to, you know, get on the ground, get dirty. So, you know, just going out there today and being able to actually just hit and be physical, it was great.
Got to ask you, before we got two more questions here, but got to ask you, Texas and OU coming into the SEC. You got a little experience with Texas. Hell, they're picked to win their division.
Do they still have division?
Or whatever it
is. I think they killed division. I think they picked to finish
top
second.
Top two teams are Georgia.
Behind Georgia, by okay. the way.
Georgia okay. and yeah, Texas, yeah, yeah, yeah. top two teams.
I ain't want him to offend you there.
Yeah, yeah.
I was about to say.
Your thoughts on that?
I think Texas is a really good team, honestly. I feel like last year they were very good. I feel like this year they're going to repeat the same thing. They got a really good team, a lot of good, great players, and a really good coach. So, I mean, Coach Sarkisian, he was with Coach Saban at Bama, so he understands what the SEC is like already.
Come on, you did smirk a little bit when I said that. What was that about?
Man, I mean, the SEC is the SEC, so, I mean, it's going to be –
The confidence,
I can feel it.
The confidence on these SEC guys, man, yeah. It's remarkable. Let's get you out of here on this. You mentioned C.J. Stroud earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You had a college C.J. Stroud experience.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take our audience through it. You talked about it on draft night a little bit with us. I want you to talk about it again. At what point did you realize that C.J. Stroud was that dude, and how did it feel when you realized he was going to be a teammate?
I realized C.J. Stroud was that dude when we played him in the Peach Bowl. Kind of going into like the scouting report that week, we're like, yeah, this guy, he's really good, but he's not a runner. And the whole game, he was scrambling, escaping, and we had a crazy D line that year.
Yeah,
we had a crazy D line, and we didn't get any. We got some sacks, but it wasn't from rush. It was from schemed up blitzes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was dotting us up the whole game. And I was like, yeah, this guy right here, he cold because the ball only touched the ground like four times the whole game. I remember vividly, and we were playing tight coverage. And, of course, he had some really good receivers, but no, C.J. Stroud was that guy. And then whenever I realized that he was going to be my teammate, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So I already know what I'm getting into. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Man, we
good
wish
luck.
You all
Looking
the
success, forward
brother.
To it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks Puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.